Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of First Time Paratrend. That's first time parent. That's me. Okay, that's a reference to me. Hello, I'm Miles Gray. I am joined to tell you what's trending by Superdu Becca Ramos.
Hello, welcome back, Miles.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, appreciate that. Thank you for that little shoulder shimmy. It almost felt like a Harlem shake. Appreciate that. Yes, it's good to be back and talking to people about things that aren't, you know, I don't know, like breast pumps or strollers, travel systems, Ergo Omni 360 carriers, Baby Bjorns, things like that. But I digress. We're here to tell you about what is trending on this beautiful Monday, March 27th. First up, Jonathan Majors is in the news. He was arrested this weekend on strangulation, assault, and harassment charges after the police were called to an apartment in New York and after allegedly assaulting a woman, quote, known to him, as the police report says. His lawyers are like, he's innocent and we have evidence to prove that. But he's not going to be in court officially until May, so I don't know what officially legally is happening. But
yeah.
That's oof city, sir.
So I mean, many things swirling about this.
All kinds of allegations coming out on Twitter from people being like, we knew that from Yale. And then other people are defending him. Other people are like trying to argue the merits of what strangulation may or may not be, which is, you don't want to be on that side of Twitter at
no.
all.
And then there was statements made, you know, obviously unsure how truthful they are, but his lawyer coming out and saying that the victim recanted her statement, which, you know, not coming from the police department. So, like, don't know if that is a rumor or if it is true that she A, recanted, or B, you know, if that's even true at all, like that
right.
The lawyer said that. So, you know, all there is to say, in my opinion, is believe women, A, and B, just because you are beautiful and talented doesn't make you not an abusive person. So
yeah, a lot of
people should not have platforms.
A lot of cognitive dissonance out there where people reckoning with these accusations and like, well, if it is true or maybe it's not or whatever, this, that, and the other. I mean, what seems to be clear is that Marvel is not saying anything. They're like, yeah, you know,
they're like, we're gonna wait for that to play out a little.
She's like in 7,000 Avengers movies coming up, you know. So there's that
he's
part.
He's fucking with the MCU.
But the U.S. Army, though, not fucking around. They have pulled their entire new ad campaign, which is starring him. They said, "quote until the investigations into these allegations are complete."
Wait. Why was he in a U.S. Army campaign?
That's already. I mean, when I saw that, I'm like, that is an L.
I'm
because
sorry.
In it, there's like
questionable.
The whole thing, though, like the whole like look of it is he's like traveling through fucking wars to talk about the U.S. military. Only get up to about World War II, though. So, okay, you know, whatever hand you have in the revisionist history of United States military policy is your bag.
So
but apparently,
insane.
They spent $117 million on this shit.
Is absolutely insane. It doesn't shock me because A, you know, the military has so much money, and B, you know, historically, the military prize on like black and brown, you know, like
and poor, just
working
anyone,
class,
especially poor people,
to put them on the front lines. You know, the people that are doing the cool jobs, the people that are doing the safe jobs, the tech jobs, those are people that went to West Point. Those are people that have, you know, generational sergeants in their family. They are not the people.
Yeah,
who
going
are
through
on
like officers
lines.
Candidate school or something like that, OCS. Yeah. But yeah, it's, I mean, the what's really wild too is the Army, they said, again, because people are like beginning to be become a little more sober-eyed about like being in the United States military and like what the what it's a force for around the world. Mm-hmm. It's not doing freedoms everywhere. But apparently the reason they chose majors was because, quote, his resonance with Gen Z. Like,
yeah,
just to add some insidious shit on top of it all, they're like, oh, yeah, let's try a new batch of kids to enlist into, you know.
Yeah, I guess. And that's what I was literally meaning of like, how could you, and maybe he does not have that self-awareness. Obviously, he doesn't seem like a good person now, to recognize like you as a reflection of like what they choose to do to our communities and then like be the representation of that is yucky.
So, yeah, never accept the Army's money.
No,
you don't need, no one needs that back. But again, this is we'll see where this story goes because it is it's got every part of Twitter like alight, just like
Twitter,
Marvel,
TikTok,
Black Twitter,
like
everything. Yeah.
Over the weekend, I was scrolling. I even had people tweet at me, just being like, "Oh my god, did you see?" I'm like, "Yes, I obviously saw. I know I was thirsting after him over Creed." You know, but I can put that thirst away. There are many other men I can thirst after. I don't need him in my corner of people. But all that to say, I just think the conversation of she's white, the implication kind of being she deserved
it,
what? Fucked up.
That's not a place to go with it.
Yeah, the implication of, well, also, she's a liar because she's white and that's historical. And it's like, yes, there is context of that, but there's also context of Me Too, Time's Up. We are not in an era past those things. Very much in Hollywood, if you are powerful, if they want you to succeed, they will ignore your bad behavior in order to propel you because you're a man at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So
those blanket generalizations don't help anybody, but they're there to definitely claw back progress. I mean, because it's just a very, like, attacking the victim is a time-honored tradition in the arts of maintaining power. And the status quo.
Don't be a part of it.
Don't be a part of it. You know, you don't have to say shit about it. You can just watch and read and then react in real time. You don't need to have a go out there with a take. Next up, Spotify. How are they doing? You know, a lot of talk about, we got this equity fund, man. $100 million. We're putting our money where our mouth is. Because this was what, after Joe Rogan, they said, look, we know we're bad, but we're going to
make... Remember, they pulled all those episodes. They were like, oh my God, yeah, he does say the N-word a lot. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that's wild. Okay, here's a... Okay, we're telling you we're going to spend $100 million on diversity, and that's in air quotes that are so airy, but how much they spent?
What is diversity?
$99 million already? They spent... How much have they spent?
$0. No, 10%, which is like what?
Wow.
10 million?
That's
10 million. I can't do
that. 10 million. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so what? If you're distributing that, I know they're supposed to do that over 3 years. You might be a little bit behind on that.
Just a little
quick maths,
bit behind.
It would be 33 and a third. Okay. Yeah, it is what it is. So I guess, man, a lot of money
gestures.
Being pledged all the time. Yeah. Wow.
Well, and
million.
Also the curious thing about this too is that the $100 million statement was supposed to be more of like a declarative statement of like, yeah, this is a big gesture. But in reality, they paid Joe Rogan and found out after they had made the $100 million statement as a representation of how much they're paying Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan got paid double that. So it wasn't even giving the amount to diversity initiatives across a plethora of, you know, shows and artists and things of that nature at the same amount as one person. They are literally doing half of what they gave that one person.
Sprinkle that over like 7,000 things.
Yeah. So
they're probably just
it wasn't
gonna be
insult to injury.
I bet there's probably some real cynical accounting too. Like, did a person of color or any diverse people work on that show? Okay, let's put that to the side. And then before we take a break, in Nashville, Tennessee, there was another school shooting. 6 people killed, 3 kids among them, and 3 adults. It's like it does not stop. There was a video that's kind of going around now that a woman who survived the Highland Park shooting in Illinois was around. I think she said she was visiting, like, and she just was like, she's like, I've spoken to over like 130 some lawmakers to try and figure out how we do something to ensure have some semblance of gun safety. And we have nothing. And it's, my God, I mean, like, it's such a national embarrassment to be living in a place where you're looking at the statistics, say guns are the biggest now killer of children and
actively doing nothing.
Crickets.
To fix it.
But then, you know, and I think this take has taken over like 1 million forms on the internet now. But if like think of like our just completely skewed priorities where we're mad about like telling kids that Rosa Parks was black in a history book and we're trying to de-racialize things like that, or get the head of TikTok up here because it's a Chinese spy machine and things like that. You can point to a legitimate, quantifiable body count here, or we're in the same place. It's horrifying.
It's absolutely heartbreaking, and it's also interesting that Miles, when you were out just a couple weeks ago, we had covered this viral video of this teacher demonstrating. I don't know if it was a teacher or company that's created
that
this,
like corner wall thing where it was like the 4 corner wall like blast shield. Yeah.
And it's like, that's our solution instead of, I don't know, removing guns. Like, it's like there's so many things wrong with that. There's so many systems that can make that fail in terms of there's not equity in the local, state, you know, national, whatever systems of schooling and budgets and what schools get those.
Oh, everybody's going to get that.
Yeah,
I don't think so. And here's the other thing, too, is because whenever we have a problem societally in this country, if the solution is an industry has to make less for the greater good, we'll never do it.
Absolutely.
Because money still has to be made. And it's like, well, if we dial that back, then somebody needs to make money off these like classroom shields.
Yep.
Rather than substantive reforms around keeping people safe. I mean, you know, it's only now that like people are like, oh, man, solar is kind of lucrative. Maybe looking into that, but it's just
praying for those
consistent
families,
consistent sickness that we have to come up against living here. And yeah, my heart breaks. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come right back to talk some more after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where First-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. Waco, Texas. We talked about this going into the weekend that Trump was going to have a little rally there in Waco, Texas. You know what I mean? You know, he's like, you know what happened here, right? Remember that?
Well, you know what I'm wearing right now, Miles?
Huh?
I got my Baylor sweatpants.
Hey, look, represent. Look, represent where you're from. But yikes. Look, you didn't go to Baylor because you're down with the Branch Davidians. Unlike Trump, who's there to send a message because he's trying to get a slow motion riot going right now because he fears he's going to be, he seemingly is shook. So now everything he's talking about is like, well, if you arrest me, then the people are going to turn up and get real violent. And it's already, you've already seen with the DA getting a mysterious white powder and a death threat sent to him at the end of last week that you're already seeing things happen. But the rally was... Some people showed up, but a lot of people left early from a lot of the reports. I don't know what the weather was like over there, but I don't blame you. You can only, you know, stand in the sun and hear someone just sundown on the microphone nonstop. But he also said he also fit in a couple good shout outs to Putin where he was like, yeah, he said he's going to invade. It looks like he's going to get a piece now of Ukraine or maybe the whole, who knows? And it's like,
who are you talking to?
I think the audience is even like that too. They're like,
where are you getting this information from?
Yeah, so I'd play the sound clip, but I'm slowly trying to get the bandwidth back to be able to report on everything that's happening in our country all the time. So I'll spare everybody that sound bite and we'll move on to our next topic, our next trend, which is Twitter. I have a few friends from tech who are like, oh, the Twitter API leaked or the source code leaked. I'm like,
yeah, I saw this and I was like, what does it
mean? I'm like, is bad. So source code. But yes, that is kind of like the instruction manual to like how to fuck up Twitter, because a lot of people are saying like the easy way to describe it
it's
is
like if a hacker like hacked in the mainframe.
Well, it's like a map where you can like see how the platform is built. But also you from there, you can look at any vulnerabilities that exist because you can play around with it. So that's not good. And apparently it leaked right after Elon Musk went on a firing spree. So. God.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh no, how could that happen? And meanwhile, this dude is out here being like, oh my God, Twitter lost half its value. It's only worth $20 billion now. Oh my God, leopards ate my face. Why would they do that? sir, this is all of you made it all happen, buddy. You can this is one of the times you can be like, that was me,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, that was me.
Maybe Tesla wasn't me. Maybe I was, partnered with some smarter people on those other past projects. But this shit, all me and my wannabe edgelordiness and lack of, I don't know, being told no ever as a human being. So, teardrop tears, I guess. has your Twitter use changed at all since I've been gone? Are you kind of on it the same amount?
Yeah, I'm on it about the same amount. I mean, really, I wasn't on it much before. And then obviously, the Elon Musk of it all. I'm like, okay, well, definitely not trying to be on it now.
But
I'm on it for the show. I get tweeted at for the show. So
yeah,
there's some
discourse. Things.
I go retweet.
That's
about it.
All right. Yeah. I'm not there to like be like, and how do you figure into all this? But I'm just as someone who quite literally having a baby was so easy to be like, man, I ain't looking at shit.
I feel very grateful that I never jumped into Twitter. You know, like back in the day, I was a Tumblr girly And I just never got on Twitter like that.
Good for you.
I had a Twitter since high school, but I just, you could probably see a total of like 10 tweets before I started working this job. Like I was on that thing.
I'm sorry. So, and you know, yeah. And we're not responsible for the psychological damage that is done for you to become Twitter. So don't use it. And then finally, Dolly and David are trending. First, because Dolly Parton, she has a song with Miley Cyrus called Rainbow Land. And a first grade teacher in Wisconsin wanted to have like the kids sing this like Rainbow Land song for their spring concert because, you know, it's a great song. Let me read the lyrics because according to other people, this is like it's too controversial. It says, living in a rainbow land where you and I go hand in hand. Oh, I'd be lying if I said this was fine. All the hurt and the hate going on here. We are rainbows, me and you, every color, every hue. Let's shine on through. Together, we can start living in a rainbow land. Living in a rainbow land. The skies are blue and things are grand. Wouldn't it be nice to live in a paradise where we're free to be exactly who we are? Let's all dig down deep inside, brush the judgment and fear aside, make wrong things right, and end the fight. Because I promise ain't nobody gonna win. Come on. That's so, oh, man.
Innocent enough.
Yeah. But again, people just have the conservative shit that's going on now that this is absolutely just a nightmare. Just a nightmare. So sorry to those kids who had to, like, I don't know, be subjected to something that was about being more inclusive. And then I also want to touch on the reason David is trending because I don't know if you saw this, like this teacher in Tallahassee, like showed a picture of Michelangelo's David to a group of sixth graders and like the principal had to step down because like, I'm sorry, we did not alert the parents that they would see a little marble penis
is crazy
on Michelangelo's David. The frenzy around like sexuality of any kind and how that's like the gateway to deviancy or being, you know, taken or trafficked or something like that. At this point, they're probably just going to be showing people like in like art classes, like just a text panel that's like describing the art. And they're like, man, that's all we can show you because it will ruin your brain. Not the amount of gun violence that is around you, but because you saw Michelangelo's David. But yeah, it's, yeah, I mean, hey, great time to be a parent and think about my kid's future. I'll say that.
It's literally like, okay, so I'm never moving back to the South ever again. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it'll eventually, who knows if the conservatives have their way, this could be a standard. But anyway, that's a reason why we have to keep an eye out because this has just, oh man, the culture war stuff is getting so fucking old. Please.
It's getting so old.
Please.
So old.
Please. Eventually, people might realize you're not doing anything with policy, but whatever. That's for a dream world where people are engaged. Anyway, thank you for joining us. That's going to do it for today. We're back tomorrow. Brand new stankin' episode. Thank you for joining me, Becca. We'll talk soon. Until next time, make sure you know you're out there being kind to yourself. Be kind to each other. Get that vaccine if you haven't yet. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And take care of yourself. I already said that, but we'll see you then for tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.